Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Got some situations. You just got to tell me what happened next. You know the deal. 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
Tell me how you get on today on the last Oh, What's Occurring of the week. Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, you know songs.
Songs, yeah.
Yeah. Right, we play them on Radio 1 and stuff.
Yeah.
What's the best one ever? Ever.
The best song ever, ever, ever?
Yeah.
Well, I would say...
I think it's the Oh, What's Occurring theme tune.
Do you? Mm. Ever, 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 ever?
It's quite good.
I think it's something by the Saturdays, but I can't decide which
up
one.
Or Issues?
Up, I think.
What was the other one?
I think Up's the winner in my head.
So Up by the Saturdays is the best song ever.
Moose Tea, is it because I'm cool?
Well, you know they have those polls in newspapers all the time, don't they? And it's you're normally stuff like Bohemian Rhapsody,
yeah.
Imagine by John Lennon. Yeah. They're normally in there. But today we sent Gemma, who works in our office, out onto a special street. What's that street called again?
I think it's Stupid Street.
That's right. So we went out and Gemma asked 10 people on that street what they thought the best song ever was. What was the most common answer?
Oh, no. I mean, this could be anything. I think they will say, Alleluia.
What, the Alexandra Burke classic?
Oh, I really don't care which version. Any version.
Alleluia, okay. Becky?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's always very popular on those things, isn't it?
Or the Champions League theme tune.
What?
If we have to have an instrumental type track.
Where's that come from?
What's that?
Just quite like it.
It is good. Give me that. Gives you goosebumps every time you hear it.
Not Up by the Saturdays.
They're sort of on a par.
That's just yours. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
What is the most popular song ever made on Stupid Street? Let's find out.
Ever been made is?
Oh man, Blue Breathe Easy.
How does that go?
And I can't breathe easy, can't sleep at night, till Scott Mills is by my side. Do you want me to keep going?
Why do you like Blue so much?
Oh man, really epic songs, really. They look good. You know, they got the three good looking members and then that other guy.
What do you think is the best song that's ever been made?
I don't know. What do you think, Jack? I like Beyonce, Single Ladies, yeah.
And why do you like that song?
Because it's like all dancey and upbeat. Oh, the Single Ladies. Oh, the Single Ladies. Oh, is this live?
Run, Snow Patrol. I love Snow Patrol. I don't like Leona Lewis's version.
I think the best song that I've ever been made is probably Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. I love Leona Lewis anyway because she's amazing.
Best song that's ever been made? I should say Bohemian Rhapsody, but that's what everyone's going to say, isn't it? Yeah. That's a good song, but also Wonderwall's really good. And this isn't really going to help. I'm a singer, so it's my job. Oh, I just plugged that. And today is going to be the day that they're going to throw him back to you.
But sure, he's a singer.
Should have somehow realised what you're not to do.
Really?
I'm French, so I speak very well. What is your question?
Okay. What do you think is the best song that's ever been made?
The best song? It's Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing.
Baby, be, I'm out of my own room. I'm bigger, stronger, and stronger.
What do you think the best song that's ever been made is?
Well, I heard there was a secret chord.
Jump in my car.
Yeah.
Jump in my car. It's a good. Yeah.
Best song's ever been made. Yellow Submarine.
What do you think is the best song that's ever been made?
Oh, it's the latest girl. The latest. The latest. What's her name? The latest. The latest musician, the dark one. What's her name?
I don't know. Anyone know Bowinda?
Did Gemma start off down Camp Cul-de-sac?
I know.
before moving on to Stupid Street.
I never thought that Breathe Easy by Blue would be in the list of the one of the best songs ever made. That is immense.
The Frenchman sounded very good though, didn't he?
Really good. Doing sexual healing.
Then.
Someone did say hallelujah, so can I give you that point?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you like that?
I'll take it, yeah.
Okay. I'd also like this button to work because it's really not.
All right.
Okay, good.
Do you want me to keep talking until
you
the channel
keep talking.
I'd love that point. That'd be great. Thanks.
Would you like a point?
I'd love the point. Oh, you're getting angry, aren't you?
I'm pressing it hard, but it's
really annoying.
Oh.
Keep pressing it, my darling. Oh, I'm just going to use this one, it's fine.
Oh! What's occurring?
Oh, God!
We might be able to make that conversation into something for your phone.
Right, so that was Gemma there on the... I've just thought about that.
I know.
Why is it always me?
It's just innuendo central with you.
Oh, that was Gemma.
Sounds like you two have a very lovely relationship.
No wonder I bought her some pants.
I know.
Gemma there, asking the questions that matter on the streets of Great Britain. We love Gems. But you know, she's a bit of a prankster. That's coming up next week on What's Occurring. Because I just remembered that we're not doing that one today.
She is a prankster.
She is a prankster, as you'll find out next week. You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah,
right?
She's a prankster.
Moving
well.
On. What do you think her favourite thing is in the whole world?
Oh, now, let me think.
Have a think about it, because you might not get it right.
Curry or food? Food or curry? I'll go food.
Food is correct.
Yes!
And you know what? She's been at it again. Just talking about food all the time. My question... How many times has Sarah Cox mentioned food this week on Radio 1?
Oh, now then. I'm trying to remember what it was last week. It seems like it should go higher or lower than last week. I'm going to say... Oh, no, this is very hard because you'll be listening. So whatever you say, you then end up getting a text off. I'm going to say 42.
Chappies are saying 42, and Becky is saying...
43.
Oh. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Sarah Cox talking about food.
I'll eat out me. Chocolates. Prawn. Shrimp. Prawn. Bananas. Nescafe. Bananas. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Bananas. Kentucky Fried Chicken and gravy. I'm having a late breakfast with Zinger Burgers. Some Italian food. KFC. And some Italian food in New York. Gravy. I was eating Italian in New York. KFC do that gravy. Want to be eating anything unhealthy or sugary. Chicken. Eating sandwiches. Pie. Lollipop. Prawn. Lollipop. Chicken. TGI Friday. Eat lots of bad stuff today. Cheese dip. Cream cracker. Be having a brew. Flavoured water. Indonesian cuisine, crisp baked beans, and bad wine tasting. Oh, a bit of barbecue mackerel, delish. Cold tea, crisp cream cracker, coffee, chocolate, coffee, then chocolate, juices, fish in the mind, late breakfast. I'm cooking food all day. Skinny cappuccino, jam, put Duffy in a balm cake and wolfed her down. The world's biggest jam sandwich, Bisto. Barbecue food, massive jam sandwich. Cakes, the wedding cake, meat. In wedding cake, should be a pile of pork pies. Pick a lily on top. Barbecue, eating a manky banana. Do you like a barbecue? Favourite thing off a barbie? Sausage. Chop a nice cold pint of dandelion and burdock.
That's just this week. What are we going to do? It's our last week next week.
I shouldn't have gone so low. I should have known it'd have been up past 50.
Today, Sarah Cox, well, this week, has mentioned food 65 times, which makes it a tie today on Oh, What's Occurring?